Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It's Thursday, the 30th of April. We've had 64 podcasts this month. I feel like, you know, it used to be like I would upload podcasts and go, okay, do one podcast. Sorry, I'm going to be sick. Do a podcast, do another podcast, do another podcast. And then I'm like, oh my God, how is it March now or whatever? And now it's like, you know, I've uploaded like 20 fucking podcasts and I'm like, it's still April. What's going on? The output has been upped big style. And maybe it's been slightly fucked up, which I'll tell you about very shortly. So here we are. This will probably be our last podcast in April here. This podcast is late. This should have been out on Tuesday. I will apologize for that. The people are giving me shit online as usual. You know, you can't be late with the old General Banter podcast. People are fucking right up your taint immediately. Where's this fucking podcast? And I get it, man. You know, there's people signed up to Patreon. All I promise you is 3 podcasts a week. Whether or not they're out on the exact day, I can't guarantee it, man. Because here's why. I've got a life. You know, sometimes it's tougher than other times. Today, this week, rough week. Okay, we're on lockdown. We've moved house. We've no internet. BT, we're going to install some shit. Then they got in touch and they were like, listen, we're not sending out any engineers. And I was like, listen, I've got the fucking hub. I've got the connection. Just go to the box and switch it on. And the guy's like, unfortunately it was, and I'm not saying he was Indian, but he was talking like this. He could have been from anywhere, but he was ultimately talking like this. And he could have been from Bangor. He could have been from Edinburgh. But at the end of the day, it was not working. Because with engineer, we need to, there would be a scrambled signal and there would be, you know, the signal, it's not, they don't just switch it on, it works. There's like some sort of tuning goes on. Apparently, and I'm not saying that he is from, where was he from, Glasgow, but that's how he talked, and that's just facts, guys. So they're sending out a 4G box, so I don't even know if I can upload a podcast on 4G, but I will be gaining access to someone's fucking house to upload these podcasts. So, yeah, I will, and we'll work on that. That's just another fucking obstacle amongst the other shit that's going on. It's lockdown. You know, we're shipping in and out of doctors, in and out of hospitals, you know, over the next while. And there's no internet, so that's cool. But we'll figure it out. And it's taken a couple of days to figure that out. But enough of that bullshit. And if you could stop giving me dogs abuse online, that would be brilliant. Because apparently I'm out here demeaning... I'm out here demeaning my fucking listeners, according to people on Twitter. Well, listen, I'll give you some fucking hilarious. Oh, what do you mean log in, you bastard? Get out of my face! I'll read you out some feedback that I've got about my podcast. And people say don't read your comments. But I got one tweet in about 3 years, and it was a review of the podcast. I'll read it out to you. The guy'll be real chuffed.
Jettis.
Fuck you. Right, okay. There you go. There's the intro. Of course, if you want bonus podcasts, you can sign up to the Patreon, General Banter, or patreon.com/ General Banter Podcast. This is the regular podcast that's getting uploaded across iTunes, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all of that shit. However, it is a couple of days late. I apologize. But it's a lockdown. We're cracking on. We're staying positive. I took a sip of that coffee and it was the last sip. And it was like fucking drinking an ashtray. So when you hear this, now this is, I'll take this on board. You know, some of this rings true. So basically, someone tagged me and he goes, don't want you to fall out or anything over this, lads, but Mickey Bartlett and Connor Keyes have knocked Colin Geddes' General Banter podcast off the number one local comic podcast chart. Now, there is no local comic podcast chart, and you better fucking wish there isn't. Okay? No one wants a local chart. I don't even like the term local. It drives me nuts. I don't have a local podcast. I have a listener in Yemen. Okay? So, obviously that's funny. They're my friends. I know them. You know, they're doing a podcast. Now, have the two of them pickled their brains through fucking cannabis and drink? Yes. Do they have tinfoil hats on? And does every story start with, I was speaking to a guy in the pub, I was drunk, and apparently fucking there's lizard people? That's most of their chats. But ultimately, they're my friends. It's funny. And I said to this guy, oh fuck, you must be their listener. Now, get the aloe vera out, because that's a burn. But it's funny, they're my friends. They're my friends, okay? Now, some other guy steps up to the mark, right? This guy, I feel like he had this in his fucking, in the barrel, ready to go anytime there was a fucking rye. Where is it? Now, this would be, my mouth is full of coffee, it's disgusting. Don't want use of it. Has he deleted it? Has he deleted it? Has he deleted it? Bear with me. He deleted it! Oh, come on! I thought I was going to get 10 minutes out of this fucking hoe. Oh, he deleted... Oh, my God. Fuck's sake, bro. People, this is the internet. They fucking... They shoot from the dark... And Geddes has a flashlight and he goes, what are you doing? And they go, you know what that is? The noise of scuttling. They scuttle back into the dark. Tweets unavailable. Now, let me tell you something. Bitch move. Bitch move. But he had this review for me. Whose ass is that? Oh. I screenshotted a thing on a suggested story. And it was... This is how 33-year-old I am. It was because the girl was painting a wall a nice colour, and then she had this feature thing, like a circle she was painting. But, you know, she's wearing some very revealing shorts, and it looks like I've screenshot her ass, but I'm genuinely taking a shot of the wall because it's a nice colour. Loser! Now, this guy, who deleted his tweet, this is how he described the thing. He goes, it's like getting the best from the General Banter podcast without the arrogance. What are you talking about? There's a vomit in my mouth. Contempt for listeners? Bro, I take issue. And self-grandiose. Now, let me tell you something. Nugget McFuck, whatever the fuck your name is. Is it grandiose? Or is it fact? I don't know. For fuck's sake. Also, the bonus of laughing at the only good part, one of the guests he has on, i.e. Mickey or Aaron. Well, the good news for you is, they both have their own podcast now. So fill your boots. Now, this guy fingers himself while listening to my podcast, and that's probably what happens, you know? The arrogance. Bro, who gives a fuck? The bit that pissed me off was contempt for listeners. Now, if you're referring to sometimes when 17 people a week go, where's Thomas the Tanker Smith? Or some bullshit like that. Would you rather fight 1,000 dick-sized fucking ducks or fucking nipples for fingers? You know, one of those questions? Would you rather have 7 cocks in your mouth or fuck your ma's ass? You know, what would you rather? Would you rather eat a plate of dog shit or fucking fuck your granny in the mouth? What would you rather? Would you rather your granda pissed in your mouth or your granny pissed in your mouth. None of, like, ridiculous. What would you rather? You got your sister accidentally pregnant, or your best mate accidentally got your sister pregnant? You're like, what sort of fucking maniacs? I can't believe that guy deleted the tweet. Fucking ruined the crack all over the place. Oh, bro. Arrogance. What? I am not arrogant. I am sitting here minding my own business with the number one podcast in the country. You know, with a Patreon that I'm about to, you know, upload my fucking unbelievable show from the SSE. I'm minding my own fucking business. Arrogant. Suck my fucking fat dick. The contempt for listeners. How do you have contempt for listeners? If I had contempt for listeners, I wouldn't be recording this fucking shit heap. Every bastard in week give himself a heart attack with no internet. One of the guests he has on Mickey Rand. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ. And that's another thing. People think that, like, a lot of NI comedians are competing. And they can't, you know, you're always competing in a discipline where you like, ultimately work by yourself. But, you know, we're all mates at the end of the day. And, oh wait, I wonder, can I get that? Yeah, we're all fucking mates at the end of the day. But people will chat as if, like, oh my god, they fucking hate each other or whatever. And you're like, no, we don't. We know each other. We're all friends. I'm desperate. Oh wait, I know where it is. Sorry. I was having a fucking nightmare there trying to find you a video. Anyway, we'll move on from that. I apologize for the first fucking 12 minutes of that. I thought we were going to get some fucking blood round here. You know? But that guy bitched out of it, removed his tweet, and no doubt is on Amazon looking at snorkels. Because he can fucking get in my ass. He can get in it and splish around in it with armbands on. Snorkel my taint. Facebook.com. What's up, Zuckerberg? Take my life. 10 years ago, someone's got their ass out? What is this shit? I don't know. I hate memories. You know, I hate looking back at different times. You know, my life progressively gets better, I'd like to think. I'd like to think. But, you know, you look at something from 10 years ago. Oh, Jesus Christ, look at this. Dutch Frank, would you like a coffee brought in? What a goddamn player. I'm good, thanks. Just recording. There we go, and that's live. Now, I've spelled just wrong so many times on my phone that the phone has picked up on the fact, and every time I write just, it writes juts. And there's my neck cracking. Disgusting. So, where the... hold on, I am freaking out here. I'm trying to find this video, and I should have loaded it up beforehand. Where the mother of fuck is it? There it is. When the fuck was that? Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, this podcast is going to be called A Long Walk to the Well. And it's just fucking me trying to find tweets. Where is it? Oh, this is the worst podcast of all time. I would edit this out if I had any fucking respect for my listeners, but I'm full of contempt for my listeners. I can't even find a clip. You know what I mean? It's where would that be? Let me go. Twitter.com. Fucking here we fucking go. Let me see if I can even... Now I have to log in. What's going on here? And that should be auto-filling, but it ain't. Fuck me. Worst podcast of all. And I got it right first time. Winning. Birthday wishes pour out for World War II veteran and NHS. That's another thing. Someone sent me a clip of our boy fucking Vittorio Angeloni there, who's a comedian podcaster from Belfast, but sounds like he's in the fucking mafia. And he did a clip, you know, slagging off this fucking Captain Tom or whatever the fuck his name is, and saying, like, because he used that song, I did a bad thing or whatever. I don't know why the fuck they sent it to me. But anyway, he posted it on their Lad Bible and he was like, oh, fucking cancel me or whatever. Just welcoming the cancelling. But unfortunately, it's only fun to cancel really famous people. My boy, Vitsy Angles. I think the point he was making was, you know, everyone thinks this guy's a hero, but he served in the army and he's probably got blood in his hands. Probably. But Captain Tom Moore, there he is. Was there conscription back in that time? Because you can't, you know, I don't know if you can really be like, the guy fucking got up in the morning and was like, I'm going to kill some Indians. Actual Indians, not like, you know, American Indians. A.K.A. Native Americans. You know, or did you have to join the army and just go out there and kill people? You know what I mean? While they're answering customer service calls for BT. You bastard. Shink. Stab them. Yeah, maybe if you actually have to be there, is it a different story altogether? Now, bad porn acting. This is the biggest waste of time. There it is. Thank the fucking Lord. Now, this is a clip from... Now, do you know what? People be like, I'm waiting around all week for this podcast, and then it's late, and all he did was remember passwords to his Twitter account. What has this shit become? Jesus fucking Christ!
Are you really Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter?
Crikey! Sure am. Now suck my fucking dick.
That is a clip from a porn, which, you know, a lot of porn, they're trying to, like, shoehorn in a scenario. No one gives a fuck about what's going on. Also, this is such a stretch. He in no way looks like Steve Irwin. In no way is making an attempt to even be in fancy dress like Steve Irwin. And she's like, you know.
Are you really Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter?
Now, this must be mid-90s, and I hate to sound, you know, like a bitchy gay. Her eyebrows, sweetheart, are a fucking disaster. Her eyebrows look like fucking two of the sperms that are about to get launched in her face, yeah.
Are you really Steve?
Do you know those eyebrows that start in the middle of your eye and then out the way? Giving her that sort of fucking alien PlayStation ad look from the fucking...
Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey.
And the fucking camera work. I love that. They don't even cut. They go like, they point the camera down at her and then they're like, are you really the Crocodile Hunter? Bit too long of a pause as the camera pans around. Crikey. Yeah, sure I am. Now suck my fucking cock. There's always something...
Are you really Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter?
Crikey!
Sometimes, if you're watching porn, you know, like the Tiger King thing where he's like, when you're watching the porno, do you prefer if the guy's getting it from the guy with the little thing or the big thing? And the guy's like, the big thing. Well, you ain't damn fucking straight, are you? If there's some girl, now she's not overly hot, but if you see some girl and you're like, you know, she's like 21 and she's fucking smoking. And you're almost like, oh my God, surely someone would have paid your way through fucking uni without you having to take loads. You feel less bad if she's banging a guy who is like maybe like 28 and he's fucking ripped and he's got a fat hog on him. That's an easy day at work for her. She's like, great. This is going to be great. In this scenario, you know, where they come in and read the script and they're like, what are we doing today? Oh, he's going to pretend he's Steve Irwin. Like, is he going to put on fucking like safari khaki pants? Nah, he's just going to be wearing black trousers and a thing. Is he going to do anything to his look to change it at all? Nah. He's just going to be there with his fucking Just For Men hair and looking like a fucking weirdo.
Are you really Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter?
Crikey. Sure am. Now suck my fucking dick.
But this guy looks like just a creepy dude. You know, who like maybe in the 80s or 90s worked in a bar and was like throwing cocktails all over the place. And then he just got aged and aged and aged, did a lot of coke, smoked a lot. Now he's just like decrepit, thin guy with, you know, like a shirt on him, like that's too big for him. Now suck my dick. And she's like, this is a long day at the office for me. Where's all the hot guys with the fucking six packs and the fat hog? Now I'm going to have to pull out his fucking dangly balls. I mean, do these guys just role play in this room? Are you really Steve Irwin? Crocky, yes I am. Suck my dick. I wonder, is it all like Australia based? Are you sure you're Crocodile Dundee? Yeah, that's not a cock. This is a cock. Suck my dick. Oh, fuck. Are you really fucking Morgan Freeman? Suck my 25 centimeters. Suck my dick. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Who else? What else are famous impressions that people do? I don't know. I'm so bad at impressions. I'm terrible at fucking... Unless you want the fucking Indian guy just swearing at you. Are you really a BT engineer? You bet your bollocks I am. Suck my cock. Unbelievable.
Are you really Steve Irwin the Crocodile Hunter?
Crikey. Sure am. Now suck my fucking dick.
Crikey, sure am. And then he's like, now suck my fucking dick. Let me see if there's other bad porn acting. This is the podcast, guys.
How about a Scooby snack?
No.
How about two Scooby snacks?
No.
Well, what if I show you my ass?
Okay.
And that's a Scooby-Doo one, obviously. This one's a ghost one. Like a Ghostbusters triple X version. That's just a ghost coming down with a fucking hard on. There's a lot of Scooby-Doo. I mean, I've even noticed that on my porn travels. A lot of Scooby-Doo things. There's a Mario one.
Where do you want to do it? So where do you want to do it?
On my penis!
I mean, on what furniture?
This is happening so fast. There's only one piece of furniture that I could keep up. My Mario Kart bed.
Now these are, none of these are as funny as the Steve Irwin one, are they?
A little shuck and fuck.
What do I have to do?
A little shuck and fuck.
Okay.
Once again, another sad scene of, like, you know, hot sort of goth girl and then older man, which, no, shout out to him. Shout out to him. Looks like Shane Todd's that. And I hope he doesn't hear this. Just great stuff. Way too much Scooby-Doo. Like, I don't even know if I've seen Scooby-Doo in any form to get the fucking parodies. What's this guy say?
Standing. I should have left you on that street corner where you were standing. But you didn't. I should have left.
Brilliant. Anyway. Shout out to Steve Irwin. Rest in peace. Fuck stingrays. Speaking of weird animals, Boris Johnson's wife gave birth to their lizard, whatever the fuck was going to come out. They had a baby, and, you know, most people are caught up in the birth of a child, and it's a miracle. They're like, where it's all about the baby. The baby is here. You know, grandparents get excited. They sort of men in black their mind of like, you know, oh, this baby just magically appeared. No one was fucking banging. We've wiped that out of our mind. The beautiful baby is here. I burped down the microphone. I have contempt for my listeners. So let me see. Boris Johnson wife. But in this case, I can't. They've had a baby, and congratulations. But can you really get your fucking mind around the fact that he, at some point, was just like, blah, 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 blah. Do you reckon his dick has just straight, loose, fucking white pubes like his head has? Bro, look at the fucking, I mean, considering what he looks like, she's not disgusting. Or is she? I don't know. She's one of those, like, I'm nearly pretty, but it was actually my uncle fucked my ma, so that's why I look the way I do. Because we're elitist lizard peeps. Yeah, his dick definitely looks like has scarecrow vibes with that hair over the top. Giving birth to the old lizard baby. But he had COVID-19. Did she have COVID-19? You know, how the fuck? We got engaged at the end of last year. Bro. At the end of the day, cut your fucking hair. And I've said this before, no matter what you do, no matter how you topple the fucking NHS, no matter what fuck-ups you make, even, you know, he probably do nothing still to this point, even though he was fucking saved probably by the NHS. He'd be like, well, probably, you know, we weren't hit as hard as we thought we were going to get hit, so take away a few other hospitals. But what about you? Oh, I'm rich. Who gives a fuck? But anyway, yeah, they give birth to an iguana, probably. A shape-shifting iguana. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Who knows? It's a non-binary reptile. And I wish them all the best. The kid's going to be in the public eye. That's not going to be good for it, but it's okay. It's protected by everything, really. Just elitist pedophile rings and stuff like that. It's protected. It's protected. Anyway, it's all good. I'm just scrolling through photos. How does he have time to lay pipe, you know, in the middle of all this? You know, it's a busy, busy time, I'm sure, being, you know, someone wakes up in the morning, they're like, here, make sure you get your titties out, sir, and get on this bike. I mean, he's just one of these douchers where it's like, you know, you see him leave his, he left his house one time and he was in like a Reynolds Scenic or something that was a fucking rust bucket, and you're like, don't be one of those guys. Don't pretend that you're like Mr. Normal and you cut your hair with a fucking knife, or you cut it with a lighter. I cut my hair with a lighter. Don't pretend all that shit. Don't drive the Reynolds Scenic. Just, you know, you don't need to fool anybody. Just get outside and get in the fucking, you know, platinum plated fucking Rolls Royce that has just like, you know, some of Epstein's pet children just tied up on the inside, and you get inside and you get a glass of champagne, sir, and you have a champagne, and there's a kid like on a platter, the way you'd see one of those pigs with an apple in its mouth, and you just take slices of child flesh off and eat it. Just get it. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. It's crack on, bro. In all honesty, that dude on top of you just fucking, oh, blah! Blarp! I do apologize for any of that shit. Disgusting. Shouldn't be talking like that. Apparently, I don't know whether it was Ireland or Northern Ireland already during lockdown, there's been 4 domestic killings. Shout out to the lockdown, man. I know people are saying like, oh, you know, it depends. You find out during the lockdown whether you should be with a certain person, you know, or whether you should fucking break up with them, because you might go, Jesus Christ, is this what it's like if I spend too much time with this fucking maniac? I didn't read much into it. I didn't read it at all. Maureen told me that fact and I didn't ask any questions. What I should have asked was, which is the racist in me, were they foreign? Because there are a lot of cultures where, you know, the women really are like, listen, give me any fucking shit, bitch, I'm going to stab the shit out of you. Which happened fairly locally, which I heard about, you know, and they weren't from here, they were from a different place that shall remain nameless, but there's a lot of that, like, yeah, you know, we do drink fucking 7 bottles of vodka and you give me any shit, you're getting shanked. So that does, it begs the question, where are they from? You know, you feel like there's a few areas of the country, Lurgan, and if you were like, I'm going to fucking kill you, you'd be like, you're fucking going to what? You're fucking going to kill me? What the fuck? I'll fucking knock your bollocks in. Remember that clip I played? And it was like a wee kid, it was like 2 wee kids trying to steal something, and they caught them on, and the woman was like, get the fuck out of my garden, wait till my brothers get here. And the wee guy's like, fucking get them! Fucking get your brothers! Go fucking get them! She goes, you need your head, look, this is so fucking like, probably youth of West Belfast. You need your head looked at. And he goes, I fucking know. I'm fucking tortured. And I seen someone spell torture online. T-O-R-C-H-E-R. He's the wee torture. Go to school. So someone sent me this. Belfast goes crazy during the lockdown. When was that uploaded? 26th of April. Just a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes that look like me. Just waiting for something exciting to happen, really. There's a lot of dudes with fucking hurley bats screaming at each other, tops off. There's nothing calms the situation down like a bunch of Belfast women going, oh, fuck me. People just chasing each other with bats and whatnot. Taps off. Someone beating the shit out of this car. I mean, I thought there would be a bit more action in this. No doubt I'll watch this and someone will get knifed in 2 seconds. Fights. Come on then. No one's really doing anything. Oh, someone got hit in the arm with a bat. That's cool. I don't even know what this is, to be honest. I mean, not that you really want any, violence, but there's a lot of taunting going on. There's a lot of, fucking go ahead, fucking you go, I fucking dare you to fucking go, come on the fuck, I'll knock your back then. And people like run at someone and like punch the air and stumble a bit and come back and be like, oh, fucking watch it, fucking watch it. But the caption there is stay safe, Belfast, as if like, tough times during this lockdown, stay safe out there. There's no social distancing going on there. Everyone's getting COVIDed up, fucking hitting each other with bats. And that fight was no doubt over toilet roll. But that's not good. That's not lockdown fever. That's not anything. I'll tell you what that is. That's the sunshine. If Belfast is, you know, a sort of just smouldering embers, normally, the sun is fucking petrol in Belfast. It's just like, we're all just fucking just about getting along and all. And then the sun comes out and you're like, that's it. All fucking bets are off. I haven't had a red since last fucking July. Come on. I'll just, you know, they have a lot of sports equipment, but none of the accompanying balls. Got a baseball bat. No ball. Got a full set of fucking golf clubs. No balls. Got a fucking hurley bat. No hurley ball. What's it called? What's it called? Don't know. Never played it. Got a pool cue. Never played fucking snooker in my life. Gets really fucking obscure. Got a fucking highlight bat. Don't even have a highlight ball. You know, I just fucking put sandwiches in it and throw it into my mouth. It's like a big fucking... What I do is... I don't play highlight. I just put the fucking tennis ball in it and then I go down the park with 9 fucking staffies and a pit bull and I just fucking wing a ball and the dog goes and gets it and fucking bites the arm off a child and comes back and all, it's fucking good crack, mate. That's the sun out now. Come on, we'll sit on 9 of us will sit on this fucking doorstep and drink Magners till one of us inevitably stabs. Speaking of stabbing, did you ever... about once a week, I'll flick through Instagram or something, and I'll see something that, you know, wasn't meant, you know, you're not really concentrating, and then something just slips by you, and you're like, oh, why did I look at that? It's happened to me before. I did it with, like, someone has spider bite. I talked about that a long time. I've seen that, nearly threw up. I saw a bear, or a guy, something happened to him, like, hit by a bull fucking headbutted him. Burst his face, getting emotional, burst his face open, and they had no warning whatsoever. They just went, edit, like one cut, and his face was like, alien. And then What was the other one? The guy with the bear. There was like a picture of a dead bear. Flicked right. Slid it across. And the next photo was him talking, or a video with one eyeball hanging on a stalk, going, well, that was a lucky escape. Nearly fucking threw up. Seen another one the other day on Instagram or something, or Twitter, or fucking, could have been TikTok, who knows, we're dipping our toe in TikTok, but seen, just flicked past the thing, and someone goes, oh, bro, he stabbed him, and it was just this, these two guys in a car park, and the guy went, and just fucking, like, very quickly, it looked like he just poked the guy in the chest. No, not what you would expect in movies, where, like, you know, you think you're fucking Jason Statham, like someone stabs you, and you look at the blood coming out of your chest, and you're like, you motherfucker, and you run at him, and you beat the shit out of him. The guy went like, boop, poked him, which just, it shows you what a fucking water balloon of shite a human is, just in the chest. The guy goes, and he was like, oh, stabbed him. The guy's wearing a white t-shirt, no blood, there's no blood yet, and the guy just, like, looks at his chest, looks up, and then falls as if, like, he'd be knocked out. You know, like someone punches someone and they're still standing and they do that wobble and then they just boom, flop back. He did that. He just looked at his hand and just went, "Doosh." And I was like, I just watched someone die on Twitter, on TikTok. You know, I did a bad thing. Knifed to death. And then the next one is like someone with some disability doing that fucking guy gets stabbed. Bear attack. And I can't get monetized on YouTube because I said cunt. It's a sense of grandiose that I've got, man. So yeah. Don't be domestic abusing each other, guys. Check in on each other, you know, keep safe. And all that, carry on. Shout out to KM Customs. Guy got in contact with me and he's like, man, we're making these fire pits. Would you like one? And I went, I would fucking love one of those because we got a new house and we have an old fire chimney. Is that what it's called? That we're trying to get going and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I would love a nice fire pit. And he goes, sweet. Do you want to send me your logo? I'll put it on. And I went, what, bro? Who am I? DJ Khaled? Another one. So I sent him the logo. He cuts it out. And I was like, fucking brilliant. And I was like, I like these so much, I'm going to get a couple of them. You know, Dutch Frank, Maureen's sister, moved into a new house. I'll get them fucking one. You know, I'll get their parents one. So I ended up driving the fucking Oma to collect three of these bastards. And I now have a fucking, like, fire pit, like, chimney thing that says General Banter on it, which when it stops pishing with rain, because we had our summer already, you know, you put a fire in it, it's going to glow General Banter. And if you thought I was a wanker before, wait for this. Wait till I have a fire pit that says General Banter in it. And people will be like, man, the arrogance. And I'll be like, correct. Use both your hands, you'll need them. Suck my dick. Ha ha! Another one. Unbelievable. Contempt for listeners? I'm going to fucking just get a fucking ball of money, throw it in someone's face and go, get a General Banter tattoo in your fucking head. Huh? Drinking a Diet Coke like I'm about to pull my fucking shirt off and clean a window. I've talked about that before, you know? Da-da-da-da-da-da. All these women in the fucking office block. Look at this fucking layman down here doing manual work. The guy fucking cutting the grass in a park with a push-along mower. Are you retarded? Use a ride-along at least. Everyone's like, we're in our office fingering ourselves over this guy with a six-pack. Cut to reality. So what do you do for a job? Oh, I basically clean windows on my top off. So you will not be going to Dubai and buying cars and stuff. Right, cool. See you later, babes. I'm way to get myself a fat retard with millions of money. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm calling people retarded and I just said millions of money. That's the name of the podcast. What else happened this week? Before we get to the questions, I have to put... Some people have sent me like fucking ton of clips with the bad porn. This is fucking... I played this last week. The guy from Puddle of Mud trying to sing. I need it. that guy's career, if it wasn't over already. If it wasn't over already, it is now! Bro, I can physically feel, you know, when you're a fella, you've got your ball bag will be in, you know, two natural states. One is liquid, you know, like that Nickelodeon gack shit you used to get. You can't even control it. It's like two cream eggs in a Tesco bag in a canal. You know, it's just like fucking loose. And then other times, if you're a bit chilly, it'll fucking tot itself up like a walnut. I just felt my balls do that watching that.
You hang me out to dry. I can see you every night.
Fuck me. That's terrible. I never got to the end of this. Oh, fuck off, would you? I never got to the end of it where no doubt... You know, no one's making eye contact on that. Like, the guy playing the bongos is looking down, just being like, wonder should I send that application off for fucking Asda when I'm done here. Yeah, need it. I've been sent this a million times. This is a guy gets paid to dry hump. Sweet ass. And this girl.
My name is Nico, and I do professional dry humping. Actually, I prefer the term alternative love therapy.
You see, that, do you know what would have been great? If somebody really, like, really, really tried to make this real. I know it's fake, it's a sketch, like, but...
When you come in for an alternative love therapy, you're getting a full eclectic mix of Eastern medicine that I've brought right back here to the heart of Santa Monica. My clients come to me for a variety of reasons. Some are lonely. Some of them are just trying to recapture their youth, the innocence before sex was considered mandatory.
I find it nostalgic. Now everyone wants to have casual sex, but it's all about the raw passion when I was younger.
That's the old, you know, jizz voice when someone's just like, oh my goodness, you know, who needs dry humping when she could just be like, do you feel horny in your pants? And you're just like... You turn into the guy from Puddle of Mud. Puddle of Cum? More like...
Fits of alternative.
Anyway, that's not even real. They should have had a better actor in that. Stay safe, Belfast. Don't be hitting each other with pipes. Let me watch this clip. Woman hit with a blender at McDonald's after complaining. I mean, there's some people in America, like, fucking getting hype city. Oh, someone threw a blender at her. Hit her in the face, fell away. Oh, was it a glass one? That would fuck you right up, like. What is it with people? I mean... You never see this happen in like a fucking high-end steakhouse or something. It's always McDonald's or some shithole in America. People are like, I've had enough. And they just lose their shit. And start winging shit. I want to check on one last thing. Because there's been a week of, you know, people, like even Maureen's dad was outside our house on a chair. And for a second, I didn't even know he was there. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Just sitting on a chair looking at the sky. But apparently, you know, our boy Elon Musk was sending up some satellites. You know, we see some things slowly going past and all that shit. UFO video release, fucking whatever the fuck. There was something put out there recently. Pentagon releases UFO videos 2 days ago. And Joe Rogan posted this, actually, and he goes, he was like, at one point this would have been big news, but during COVID-19 and all the other shit that's going on, people don't give a fuck. People are just like, what's real? There's so many reels. I mean, it's almost like people have been false flagging each other for years to the point where it's the fucking boy cried wolf thing. You're like, oh, I've got a video of this. No one has a fucking decent video, you know, of a UFO, even though everyone's strapped with a camera. You know, I've seen videos this week of someone driving along going, oh, look, there's a police van on the motorway. Oh, there's a guy on a motorbike. Oh, there's his head. You can get that on camera. You know, you get all sorts of shit on camera. Can you get a fucking UFO on camera? That's always this fucking bullshit. Looks like a scam, like a baby scam. And they're like, that's the UFO. People don't give a fuck anymore. I was doing an upgrade, you know, and, you know, as a guy who maybe spent my whole life going like, oh, I'd love that, but this'll do. I love that, but this'll do. I love that, but this'll do. I'm finally at a point where I can go, oh, I like those trainers. Give me them. You know, I want the fucking, you know, I was always going into places and being like, oh, that's a cool phone, but I'll have to get this one because it's cheap or whatever. You know, those days are over. You know, I've got contempt for my listeners. I'm arrogant. You know, I haven't worked hard for anything. Let's face it. It's only been 10 years of grinding. That's not long. I was like, give me the fucking 11 Pro Max. Give me all the shit. As many gigabytes as you can get on it. As many gigabytes of data. Give me the full package. Give me the DJ Khaled. And we're so jaded with it that I haven't even... I have the thought of, like, backing my phone up and then setting up a new iPhone. The phone's been in a bag for, like, 2 fucking days. Better camera. Could film all that shit. But you know what I mean, man? I'm arrogant and fucking have contempt. I don't give a shit. I'll do it today. Like, I've no fucking internet even to do it. It's a disaster. First world problems. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. We're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Oh, I think, dude. That's not our LNS, though, is it?
It's not. That is the LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like...
Look at that thing.
It's rotating.
It is weird that they just, you know, they just auto-trace or whatever. They just, you know, find this target and lock onto it and the thing follows it. You see how fast it's going. But imagine being one of those, like, there's been so many sightings of those. Those guys are probably like, man, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's UFOs. It could be aliens. We don't know anything that can move through fucking time and space like that. But imagine being like, is it aliens or is it the fucking Chinese? That's always a legitimate question. Is it aliens, or have the Chinese been working on, you know, physics for a long time, and they can just manipulate time and space, bitch? They can fuck with gravity. They can make a machine that makes gravity. And 5G, and we out here eating McDonald's and playing on TikTok. I just want to see more, do you know what I mean? Show me more shit. Show me more shit and then have the aliens kill us all. Just show me some interesting shit. Don't show me the fucking baby scan footage. Like, there it is. Oh my gosh. Also, swear. It'd be more authentic to me if the guy was like, fuck me. What's all this?
Ugh.
Burping. Some guy just... There's certain guy, like, there will never be a guy working on a fucking fighter jet going, what the fuck is all this? That you'll never get a scouser.
Fucking, there's fucking UFOs, fuck, Chanel!
You just don't get certain accents. You just, like, where else has a fucking, just such a dirt accent? Geordie, you know what I mean? Some dude, fuck me, pet. Is that a fucking UFO in the fucking sky, man? No, like there's certain accents you have to have. Sort of very serious German, like that. Or like, oh my gosh, I'm a clean-cut American. I cut my hair up the sides and, but you know, that guy. You can bounce a quarter off my taint. Here,
the fuck that flat in a fucker. Get it away. What's all this? Fuck shit. Get away the fuck.
But yeah, I would just love to see something. I would love to see. I want the Independence Day fucking just fucking incinerate the White House. Would love that. Right. We will. What have we done there? 51 minutes. There's a fucking billion questions over here. What I will try and do tomorrow is I'll try and pick up on a podcast with Maureen, and it'll be audio only. I think it'll be on the Patreon, and we're going to do a podcast probably at home, and I'll probably just do it. I'm looking around to see if I can get two mics to the house. I'm sure we can. You know what I mean? Just get a wee setup at home, make it a lot easier. Sure, we'll do that. I'll skim through this, see if there's any questions that are sort of for me, and then if there's any for me and her, I'll save those. Have you got a favourite whiskey? From John Adams. Now we're getting to the fucking important. Oh, Jesus wept! Do you know what I watched the other day? What's it called? Oh, forget the name immediately. Retardo! Too Hot to Handle. And it's got like, you know, everyone's like, oh my god, this is scandalous or whatever. And it's supposed to be a game show where they go on, they get the biggest pile of fucking veiny cocked, fucking gaping anus, you know, non-binary sluts. Everybody there is basically just a fucking, just single cell fucking
ejaculate.
All of them. And like, they're just, they know they're going on this island. A lot of them are already like, you know, slippery wet. Like, hey guys, I'm here to fuck. I was waiting backstage, working up a slippery slice, and I'm walking straight onto a cock the second I'm on here. And the dudes are like, man, I'm tied off. I got a veiny cock. You know, I'm dripping from the tip. I'm ready to inseminate anybody. And they get on there. And then they're told, you're not allowed to do anything sexual. And if you kiss someone, if you do anything, it's money off the prize. The prize money at the end. The total of the prize money. You kiss someone, fucking $6,000 comes off or whatever. And you watch this and you see people go, they're like, you're not allowed to have sex with anyone. And people are like, oh my God. As if they've just told them, like, you know, you're not allowed to see your family for the rest of your life. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. I was just about to fucking ejaculate in this girl's mouth, whose name I can't remember who I met fucking 8 minutes ago, who literally, if they lined the girls up, I'm actually not even sure which fucking one I was talking to. And this Australian cunt who's like fucking 14, he's like calling everyone all cute names and all that. Hey, my possum's rapist. And then that girl he was with sucked. Let me say this. Sucked his dick on Netflix. You know, we're out here trying to have some sort of fucking dignity, work ethic, creative talent, and you could have just stuffed your tits with plastic and sucked a cock on Netflix. Dung dung. Dung dung. What's that Netflix noise? Gung. Imagine that. Imagine like going, it's me, like, I love a bit of fucking dick in mouth action. But listen, have a bit of fucking respect. Or just whatever it is. I don't even know what the word is. Imagine just being so open about that. Like, I'm willing to go on here, fuck all around me, suck a load of dick, and then kind of be famous from that. It's more shameful than if you were like, man, I love sucking dicks. I'm going to do it professionally with porn. I'd be like, respect to you. But the fact that you're going to do it like on a Netflix show, you know, just to get fucking famous. And then all, you know, all the politics of it and everything. Girls are like, oh, we'll kiss each other. And people will think that such and such kissed each other. And these two are like, I'm done with mics being fucking too close to your fucking mouth. And people are going with each other. I'd rather watch two dudes fucking each other in the ass than watch someone be like, and not that there's anything wrong with the two dudes, but it's not my cup of jizz. But I would rather watch something else. But if I was given the choice, I'd be like, well, at least it's kind of funny to me. At least there's two fucking hairy dudes fucking each other and not two people with a microphone in their mouth. Disgusting! And this one fucking dude who comes, you know what I mean? He's such a fucking gap year fucking nut. In fact, he's worse than that because he's probably like, hey man, I'm 26. And you're like, you're 40, bro. You're 40 years old and you probably went to Thailand on a gap year and never came home. And just lived there bullshitting girls. Like, hey, baby, your fucking aura is beautiful, whatever. And he's fucking give you two roofies. And the next minute, he's fucking in your ass. And you wake up and go, and you're like, well, at least you used condom, gentleman. And he's one of these fucking, he's wearing those, like, MC Hammer, like, I've been to Thailand and read a fucking elephant pants. You know, they're, like, long, with a, like, low crotch on them. And he's wearing a big dangly vest. And he's all, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Namaste in bed, bro. And his long hair, and everyone says he looks like Jesus. You can't be like that, like eco fucking vegan weirdo, and then be like, I'm also wearing a pair of fucking Nike Air Jordans. What a fuck. I feel like, thank God we're from here, because I feel like girls from here would see through that. You know, you would get a lot of girls like, oh my God, he's so spiritual, and he really connects with me, and da-da-da, and it's that, and he said if... You know, I let him enter my mouth with his male energy stick that I would be, you know, fucking, I would be, you know, whatever, rejuvenated, such and such. You know, people fall for that. If that was, I have faith in women from here, Irish women in general, would just be like, what the fuck is this fucking weirdo doing? Bro, he's got more luscious hair than me. And he's over there, you know, with his going forehead to forehead with someone else, you know, trying to fucking lend them some Zen or whatever. What a fucking date rapist, bro. Fucking Jesus looking cunt. Looks like a BG. But, I mean, just the, but they know rightly, you know what I mean? They know that they can put something on TV like that and everybody forgets that people are fucking, you know, choking to death on their own phlegm somewhere. Anyway, it's a good watch, you know, and it's like, yeah, it's just, oh man. And if there was one more dude on it that would be like, man, this is what they say. I like, like, you know, I'm a bit of a ladies man. You know, I've been known to, you know, not be too faithful with ladies. You know what I'm saying about this guy? When you go black, you don't crack with a fuck. You're like, fucking shut the fuck up with you. you would just go over the table at that cunt. Stop fucking laughing. No, I've never. I don't know anybody that'd be like, man, we're getting some drinks tonight. Hit the clubs. What are you fucking laughing at? And he's like, that. You know what that guy does? Practices in the mirror. Like rubs his hand. What's up, shorty? I got my teeth whitened. Bro, you know he's bending his giant black dick round and shoving it up his own ass. Probably loves it. Man, if I'm here to fuck some women, but I'm pretty cool with just, you know, staring at my own ass in the mirror and fucking my own ass. Back to the questions. Too hot to handle. It's great stuff. What I'm saying is my favorite whiskey is probably, I enjoy a Crested 10. Okay. Which I think is Jameson made. I also enjoy a Redbreast. I also enjoy, I think it was it Yellow Spot or Green Spot? One of those ones. I've only had one of them and I can't remember what one it was. But I remember at the time going, by Christ, this is smooth. Is it more difficult to write material because there is so little going on? Now, here's what I've noticed. There's a lot of guys are fucking, you know, that are a bit newer to comedy than, you know, the likes of me or Mickey or Shane or fucking Dave or any of the boys. And they're doing a lot of stuff, you know, people are fucking cranking material out, people are writing stuff, people are getting in wee groups and writing and fucking blah blah. And anyone that I speak to who's like, a full-time, comedian, touring and fucking whatever, filling out venues. I was speaking to Shane the other day, he goes, have you written any material? And I went, nah, and he goes, me neither. Because you're off work. But you know what I mean? You'll go back to work. I think it's just, obviously you're thinking, I'm writing some notes down or whatever, but I'm not sitting there fucking writing all the shit out. I know, like talking to Shane, he'd probably be like, right, everything's back out in the open again. We're allowed to book a gig. You know, you book a gig and he'd be like, okay, I'll open my notebook and be like, here's some bits. And you don't need fucking months and months to write all this shit. A lot of comedians, like 10 minutes, and it happens every fucking Lavery's, 10 minutes before you go on, you'll fucking, is this funny to someone else? You know, Mickey will say something to me, is this funny? And I'm not even listening to him because I'm thinking about my bit. And then I tell him my bit, he's not even listening to me. And you're only doing it because you're a bit nervous, but you know it's funny because you've done a million fucking gigs. And then you just go up and it is funny. And then you do it two or three times and it's finally tuned itself. That's all it takes. There's not much to it. Like if you've done a lot of comedy, you don't need to be sitting going, man, I'm writing it for fucking 2 hours every day. You can do that if you want, but it's like, no one can be arsed. Terrible attitude towards your profession, but sure, what can you do? But yeah, there's nothing going on, and the temptation would be to write loads of stuff about the lockdown, but I would, unless something's really funny, I would fucking actively try and avoid it. When I go back, I'll just talk about regular shit. I'll have some jokes slagging off the Chinese, and that's about it. Kieran Quigley, I've missed a lot of UFC news and was shocked to hear it's happening on the 9th of May and others to come. Any idea what the story is? I haven't read too much into it myself. I just know that they're trying to book a place that will license it, and it's obviously going to go ahead with no crowd or anything, but I mean, I would be keen to watch some fights, is what I'm saying. I would like that Khabib Tony Ferguson one. It's like, I would love to see that. I would fucking love to see that. And I got cancelled again, god damn it. But I'll watch anything, I swear to god. I'll watch a snail race. I'll put money on a fucking snail race right now. How are you guys coping with the isolation situation? Drinking from midday. Yeah, there was a bit of drinking going on. I was doing okay there, and then some days they're just, I think my problem is I need to establish a bit of a routine so that I can get like the likes of the podcast done, and then also do some stuff to the house, and also the baby and everything. Sometimes, like if the days just run into the next day, that's when I get really fucking I get freaked out, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed now, and I haven't really done anything. And I'm not tired. And I'm just lying there going, you know what I'm like, bro? I'm not a big fan of going to sleep. I love going to sleep at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I hate going to bed at night. And I always have hated it as a child and everything. I was just like, this is fucking ages, man. But, yeah, there's been a fair bit of drinking. The sun doesn't fucking help that either. I'm just getting paranoid because I'm down to one battery in my camera here. We'll wrap this up very soon. What do you think will be the I'll keep a lot of these questions actually for the podcast with Maureen on Patreon tomorrow. We'll answer this last one. What do you think will be the positive and negative outcomes of the pandemic on your career? Will the good outweigh the negative? Will you hit the ground running when it's over? Will it change your perspective on success and happiness? P.S. I follow a lot of comedians around the world, and you're so right about the level of talent here. I spread the word about you and the Dead On Mafia whenever I can. keep up the great content. It's appreciated. Before, during, and after this mess, can you give a shout out to Katie Graham? Well, I did that by accident now. The Katie Graham. Yeah, well, for me personally, like, obviously I've been able to focus a lot more on this, on the podcast side of things. That's kind of set a new standard for myself. It would be weird if I had to go back to just one podcast a week. I'd never do that now with Patreon. I've got like a fucking side career now. I think I don't know how it's going to affect live stuff. I feel like people will be fucking dying to go out and do some stuff. How that will actually be affected, I'm not too sure yet. Maybe there'll be like, you might not be able to squeeze as many people into a gig as you might want to. People think might have to be a bit more spaced out. You know, maybe things are just, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to be affected, but I'm confident people will be wanting to go out, but everyone will just be a bit more cautious, which maybe you fucking needed to have anyway. Maybe things needed to be a wee bit more hygienic in places and everyone's sanitizing their hands and maybe people might wash their hands after touching their cock or whatever. And for God's sake, keep the toilets clean. People are trying to do fucking cocaine in there. By the way, the Dead on Mafia, Thomas, is you guys, the people who follow this podcast and people who pay into the Patreon. The other boys that are comedians, we refer to ourselves as the Comedy Squad, which is the shittest name of all time, but we had to put something on a poster. But yeah, I have no doubts about it. Like, you know, some of the best comedians around are from here. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Like, I've watched people that are like paid regulars at the fucking Comedy Store in LA going, bro, you would get swallowed alive in a Lavery's lineup. But anyway, we'll end on this question because we're running out of battery here. Or we'll get two questions there. When are we going to see James McSorley? When are we going to see the basketball video? You've been at it a week or two now, according to Facebook. That makes you a quarantine expert. Now, that's coming from James McSorley, who is, you know, is he a world champion? Wheelchair basketball guy? Team GB? Are they world champions? If you think I'm putting up fucking basketball videos, actually, I did. I recorded it, and it's on Netflix, and it's called The Last Dance, if you want to check me out playing basketball. Just watching that documentary about Michael Jordan and everything. I love that. I love when people are like, they've worked so hard and they're by far the best. And he's just like shouting at people like, what the fuck are you doing? Step your game up. I'm over here fucking shooting 1,000 shots. What are you doing, you lazy bastard? My back's broke, Karen, you fucking cunts. We'll end on this question and then we'll get out of here, guys. Are you putting up the last SSE gig? Yes, it's going up today. You'll see the trailer hit the internet, motherfucker. The trailer will have you fucking blasting fucking ropes of jism everywhere. Shout out to my boy Niall who did that. It's going up. I was having it mixed, sound mixed and everything. It's worth the wait, like, because it just wasn't there yet, but now it's fixed and it sounds really good. It's going up there. There might be a tiered payment of like $5 or something, just if you want to view that. It'll be a private link, and also, what else was I going to do? I'm going to figure out how to get a download link, like the way Louis C.K. would do. You hit download and you get it. It's about 2 gigs. People might prefer that, so you can watch it kind of, maybe you have a laptop, maybe cast it to the TV, whatever, because I'm trying to do it in a way where it's like, it's private, so if you've paid for it, it is private, but yeah, that's going up today. And if you want bonus podcasts, you go to the patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. You can make a donation. It goes to, you know, the General Banter podcast. Allows me to record bonus podcasts outside of this, which is a regular sort of broadcast for you guys. You know, we'll get a... There's 2 extra podcasts a week, basically, is what you're guaranteed for any sort of contribution. If you want access to, there'll be 2 specials going up. There'll be the SSE show and there will be last year's show, so there'll be 2 up there, and plus all the podcasts. So there you go, that'll be available by the end of today, which is Thursday, so hopefully that all goes to plan. I'm abusing the internet down here while I have it, But that's it, guys. Cheers for listening. Shout out to Boris Johnson for giving birth to that fucking monitor lizard. And we'll see you next week. Well, more likely, if you're on the Patreon, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to try and record some of... There's a lot of these questions were for Maureen. So I'm going to record a podcast with her tomorrow. And once we're back out in the open, the lockdown's over, I'll probably start a separate podcast with her. Just for more content, my bros. And that's it. But cheers for listening. Patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast for bonus podcasts and 2 comedy specials. And we'll fucking see you. See you next week. If not, tomorrow on the Patreon. Take care of yourselves, guys. Try not to wank yourself daft.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.